A plant normally found in home aquariums has escaped into Alaska's wild waterways. According to Brianna Blackburn with the State Plant Materials Center in Palmer, the aquatic plant Elodia has been found in remote Alexander Lake, which is accessible only by float plane or by boat. Blackburn says a team has been sent to the lake to determine the extent of the infestation.
So it's a pretty good-sized lake, and it's a relatively shallow lake, which means potentially has a lot of available habitat for Elodia, which is not necessarily a good thing. But we want to confirm where it is in the water body and identify how well-established Elodia is. We want to get that done in the next couple of weeks so we can have that information over the winter to start looking at what we can do to manage it in that system.
Blackburn says the discovery of Elodia in Alexander Lake brings to 18 the number of Alaska waterways now infected with the plant. Infestations have previously been discovered in Fairbanks, Cordova, Anchorage, and the Kenai Peninsula. In Cordova, the plant is found in 8 water bodies. Blackburn says boats easily transfer the pest from lake to lake. Fragments of the plant can hitchhike on boats, trailers, or float planes to start new infestations. She says simple precautions can help to stem the plant's spread, such as wiping down plane floats and boat trailers.
And really the steps we have and the information we're putting out is really best management practices for people. The majority of the people out using our lakes and our streams and our trails are really want to protect those resources and see the benefit of taking a few extra steps. It sometimes isn't the most convenient activity to do after, you know, moving between water bodies, but if people are aware of what they're looking for and those steps that they can take, it really is a good way to kind of mitigate that risk.
Elodia is a popular aquarium plant, and dumping of aquariums into water bodies has been identified as one way that the plant spreads. It overtakes native plants and fills the water column with thick vegetative mats that can degrade fish habitat, foul boat propellers, and float plane rudders. Efforts are underway to stop Elodia's spread and control infestations throughout Alaska. Eradication efforts through herbicide treatment to 3 Kenai Peninsula lakes began this spring. Multiple agencies in Fairbanks are exploring the feasibility of mechanical control in the Chena Slough, while other groups in Anchorage, Matsu, and Cordova are mapping out comprehensive management plans and surveying high-risk water bodies. I'm Ellen Lockyer.